the thing, the podcast. This is, I'm recording this on the shitty recorder, but I'm not in the truck, which, yeah, I was supposed to record something today. I didn't do it because I'm a lazy fuck, you know, and I gotta go somewhere, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be in a car for a while, so why not just talk shit while driving, because I usually do that. It's a minimalistic expression of road rage that I have. I never hurt anybody, but I talk a lot of shit. No one can hear it, so I'm not affecting anybody. But it makes me feel better. I think this is the pure expression of my libertarian views. Is you should do whatever you want if you're not affecting people around you in a negative way. So if you yell at other drivers through the window of your car, but they can't hear you, you should be able to do that. This is that's the free expression that we all value. Here's what's interesting about me this weekend. I was at a wedding on Friday night, and Saturday I was dying because I thought that I might have had a food poisoning or something, because I was sick and I was throwing up, and I couldn't go to the radio show, and that sucks. But what I found out today is that I might have gotten way too many drinks. I found out because my friend told me. My friend who was there also, I saw him today. He goes, oh yeah, you were fucked up. And apparently I was behaving sort of aggressively towards people. And that guy who always gets drunk and becomes a dick. I guess I had become this guy. And I thought of myself I've always been in the group of friends of mine. Every time we go out, I'm the guy who's responsible and takes care of the other people who are way drunker and having more fun than me, but I had to take care of them. And now I'm slowly becoming the asshole, and that is interesting. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast. Yeah, I would like to say that recorder that I bought, the mobile recorder that I'm recording the podcast from my truck. That recorder is a piece of shit. It's a waste of money. I should go on Amazon and, you know, and vividly describe my feeling towards this piece of shit equipment, because yeah, you buy something because it's good value and you see it has 4 stars or something on Amazon, and this piece of shit thing cannot record more than 2 minutes before it just dies for no reason. It shows you full battery, and yet it dies on you. You gotta reset it, and then you reset it, and it still has a full battery. And you're thinking, why do you shut off? What kind of douchebag programmed this chip to just disconnect for the viewer? What evil intentions of the guy who made it? He was like, yeah, I gotta sit here in a factory and put a chip together when some douchebag is gonna use it to record his useless thoughts, so fuck him. I'll program this thing to shut off after 2 minutes of recording and let him just ramble these stupid ideas that he has to nobody. And so he'll discover that whatever things he wanted to save are not saved, and it'll drive him insane, and perhaps, you know, maybe that's how ISIS recruit people. You know, maybe this is made by ISIS. They drive you so insane that you just decide, fuck it, I kind of want to kill people. And yeah, maybe I am holding in my hand the instrument of pure evil that is ISIS. You know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna keep recording. I'm gonna keep recording little 2-minute increments of ramblings, and I'm gonna piece them together because I know how to voice edit. Is that even the word? Audio edit? Fuck ISIS. I don't know how I started talking about them. I was rambling earlier when this thing wasn't recording. About what? I have no idea. I was at a wedding and apparently I was behaving inappropriately after way too many drinks. But the next day, after a painful 12 hours of suffering and being, you know, feeble in a, you know, fetal position in the bed, just suffering and vomiting every 2 hours, I thought maybe I had a food poisoning or something. No, it turns out I was drunk as fuck. Because my friend told me, because I don't remember that, because that's what happens when you get drunk as fuck. You don't remember shit, and then you come up with excuses of, oh, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. No, you're just irresponsible douchebag with no self-control. That's what happened. And I used to be the guy who, in my group of friends, when we go out and they will get wasted and do weird, irresponsible things. And I was always the guy who would, you know, go after them and take care of them and keep them safe. Keep them from doing, you know, wrong things that, you know. And now, I guess I'm becoming that asshole that needs to be restrained by his friends. And I don't know how I feel about this. I thought I would feel ashamed and maybe remorseful, but I don't really, because I don't know. People are like clay, you know. If you work hard enough on them, you can shape them in different ways, and so people change depending on what environment they're in, or, you know, naturally how they was raised. But even if you're raised right, I was raised to be a polite guy who likes to go to school and has no self-esteem and never fucks anybody because he has no balls to ask a girl out. And that's how I was raised, you know, the Christian way. But after I came to America and I was left to my own devices to survive, as an immigrant, you're thrown in an environment that's primarily hostile. You don't get to have a good job right away or meet awesome people right away. No, you start from the bottom. And that means you communicate with all kinds of assholes who are trying to take advantage of you, scam you, hustle you, or, you know, and you eventually grow bitter inside and develop hatred towards the people that you see in life. And so that's how I feel these days. I feel like I become the douchebag that I once hated to see around me. Is that good? I don't know. Maybe I should just embrace my inner evil person and just be happy with who I am. Or maybe I should fight it. I don't know. Maybe I should stop drinking. That's always a promise that's never followed on. You get one remorseful night of drunk, blacked out, you know, and you think, oh, I'm not drinking again, it's horrible. And what happens in a week? Yeah, you do the same thing. And that's the problem. You're 25, people give you the benefit of the doubt, but when you are over 30 and you're alone and you go and do things yeah, people go start seeing you like a, you failed life or something. This might not get published because I really have no point. I have a weird feeling that I'm failing as a human being, and I don't really know how to examine that. So I'm kind of running circles, and I'm also driving, so I'm trying not to crash into people. I know drunk driving is bad, but podcasting and driving, is that a crime? I have no idea. I mean, I'm a truck driver. I've taken way worse risks by driving for 11 hours without a break, which is, believe it or not, legal to do. You start with a 10 hour and 45 minutes and you're just trying to find a rest area to pull over and lay down for a few hours. Yeah, and that's more dangerous than talking to a microphone that's clipped to your shirt. So yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. But here's the thing: I was at a wedding. I don't like weddings. I didn't wanna. I was wrong. It was great up until I guess I stopped remembering. Again, not sure. Is that bad? Here's what I think: good or bad, you should be. You should be in the moment reacting to your environment, and if you're a dick, fine, but at least people know where you stand in that moment. There's nothing that pisses me off more than just people who put on that mask that society kind of requires of you to wear. Everywhere you go, we have these proper manners. But people are so proper that you kind of know they're fake and you never know what they think. And you talk to them and it goes to that trivial conversation that leads nowhere. You're not going to create any connection with that person or learn something deep or interesting. So you just talk about sports or family or I don't know. And that upsets me because I'm a curious guy. I want to go and learn things about people or if they can teach me something I don't know about. I'm a curious. I like learning and I like connecting with people. And that is, you can't do that anymore. You go to parties and people are just, everyone is the same. Everyone behaves in the same way and it's boring. So I think once in a while it is good to have a disruptor who would just go apeshit and say some weird stuff. But that I feel that's refreshing. You go, oh, look at that. This guy took chances, you know, and also took way too many shots of Grey Goose. Grey Goose. Goose. That's vodka. I don't know how to pronounce words. What the fuck do you want from me? I'm an immigrant. I proudly wear that token of shame. So that might have been a good thing that I was a little bit of a dick. I don't know. I didn't break anything. I didn't fight anything. I just talked a lot of smack, apparently. But as shameful as that is, that could have been entertaining to a few people. Maybe not. Maybe the ones who got upset at me, maybe they're not visionaries. The type of vision that I have about the utopian society I'm trying to create in my head. I know that doesn't make much sense of what I just said, but I'm thinking way too fast. My brain is, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's because of trucking or my brain changed the frequency on which it works. So I just jump from one topic to another and I'm thinking about way too many things. I don't know. But I'm trying to say this: you should be honest and open about who you are and what you do and just try to connect to people. And even if you're a dick, you know, I met this girl the other day and I mean I was with a friend and his friend brought her friend. I don't know what happened. And I'm talking to this woman, I don't know, I just met her. And she was openly rude right away. She was arrogant, she had nothing interesting to say, yet she felt like she was more special than me. And you know, I immediately went, that is great. It is, because now I know that I can tell this bitch whatever I want, and I'm not worried about offending her. All the boundaries, all the rules that society had created have dropped instantly. Because I know if she's rude, I can be rude to her, and I don't care if she gets offended because she started it. And you know what? I ended up having a decent time talking to her. I mean, I still don't want to see her ever in my life because she's a twat, but still, the experience, that's who you should be. You should be that dickhead. But if that's who you are, be that guy. Let people know where you stand, because that's way easier then for everyone. Instead of going to that awkward filtration period of you gotta figure out how to approach that person, because, you know, I don't know, we put layers on layers on layers on layers and then create fake personality and on top of it more fake personalities, and people gotta peel that bullshit onion just to get to the sweet part of you. So just be open, you know. Is that too hard? It is too hard. You know why? Because a lot of people are full of shit and people take advantage of one another, and people are afraid that someone's gonna take advantage of them, and that's why they do that shit. So don't be a cunning motherfucker. That's another thing I want to say. Can you not be a lying scum of a person? Can we just all be, even if you're a bad person, if you're racist, be openly racist so we know that we should avoid you, but the other racist people would know that you're that their type of person, and they'll hang out with you, and everybody will be separately happy, I don't know. Because a lot of people are evil, but they're masked as nice guys, and they lead you on. That's wrong, isn't it? I really hope this thing disconnected, because I have no idea what I'm going to go next. This has been a weird podcast that I'm doing while driving my car, because I do things. I have no time anymore. I'm trying to do things, because when you do things, that kind of distracts you from your own miserable existence. You know, when you're busy, you don't think. And if you don't think, you don't get depressed, because if you think, you get depressed, because rarely good things come up when you think about things. You think about what's going on in the world, and it's kind of hard to stay positive. So sometimes it's good to just not think and go and do things. So I'm trying to do that as a self-medicating, you know. Instead of doing drugs, I do chores. That's one way to handle it. But if this ever gets published at all, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.